Hello, everybody. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 106. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter has 48 psukim in it. Before we begin, I'd like to mention it's fitting to be happy because this is the end of the fourth book of Tehillim. We're moving through Tehillim. We'll be starting the fifth and final book of Tehillim in the next class. I'm super excited about this. The end of Tehillim is in sight. This parak recounts the miracles God has done for us. David pours out his soul in tshuva by recounting how the nation has forgotten Hashem throughout history, while simultaneously admitting to God all the good he's done for us. Just like the previous chapter, this perek is written in a joyous, happy tone. In the first part of the perek, David sings how Hashem is good. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov. This can't be overstated. Hashem is indeed good. I know we all know this, but so many people feel Hashem is out to get them, or feel a tremendous amount of guilt around their relationship with God. But if you really saw God is good, you wouldn't feel that way. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba lebatron al abrios. Hashem didn't come to be cruel or inflict suffering on the creation. Hashem isn't petty. He's completely, utterly good and only wants you to have good in your life. So if you feel sad, you can always chill yourself up by reminding yourself, God is good. He really is. In the second part of the parak, David expresses grief over the fact we've forgotten Hashem in spite of all the good. He took care of the Egyptians and split the sea for us. But yes, as time went on, human nature is we forgot. We started to complain to Hashem while we're in the desert. We complained about the food and about entering Eretz Yisrael. We even received two great tzaddikim, Moshe and Aaron, but yet Korach complained and tried to overturn the leadership. The nation, dismissing Hashem's goodness, led us to the Chet HaEgel, idol worship, sin of the Meraglim, speaking bad about Eretz Yisrael, the worship of Baal Peor, sin of the Mei Meriva, waters of dispute, and further idol worship. Hashem then caused our enemies to oppress us. But yet despite all this, God is still good. He saw the nation suffering, heard our cry, and remembered His loving kindness. God's relationship with Am Yisrael can't be put into words. It's beyond logic. It's an intrinsic love not dependent on anything, totally pure. It's not because of our own merits, because then it would be a logical relationship. For some reason unknown, Hashem in His infinite wisdom chose Nishmas Yisrael to predate creation, choosing our souls above all. The parak ends with a prayer for the ingathering of the exiles, as it says in verse 47, Hoshia Hashem Elokeinu v'kavsenu min hagoyim lehodos l'shem kadshecha l'ishtabeach b'hisi l'secha. Hashem, save us, gather us from among the nations to acclaim your holy name, to glory in your praise. Again, we see how David prophetically saw the end of days, the times we're living in, when Jews from across the globe will return to Eretz Yisrael. As our pasuk clearly states, this is a huge Kiddush Hashem, for all to see Hashem has not forgotten about His cast aside nation. Now that we see the beginning as true, let us mirror to the end where there will be no more war on my holy mountain and the world will be filled with the knowledge of God like the waters that cover the earth. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.